Here we are back again with Fringe Review at the Women of the Fringe event 2018. And now I'm joined with the fabulous producer, I put my other teeth in, fabulous producer of Onstage Dating, who will introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Valentina, producer of Onstage Dating.
Awesome. And you have come all the way over from Australia, correct?
Exactly. Yes, I've come from Sydney, and Onstage Dating's Bron Batten has come all the way from Melbourne.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being here. I know this is your first time here as a producer, so we're going to be talking about that a little bit. And you have more experience of that as a performer in lots of festivals, I suppose. So my first question to you would be about the show. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about what is Onstage Dating.
Onstage Dating is a live dating experiment on stage. Bron Batten goes on a different blind date with a member of the audience every night on stage, which is hilarious, very awkward, and just an incredible experience. The volunteers sign up before the show, so if anyone's scared that they're going to get picked and don't want to participate, they're safe. We arrange consent. and it's a really great experience. There's nothing quite like it at the Fringe. Bron actually went on over 60 Tinder dates, blind dates, herself to research the show. And so the first half of the show is an amalgamation of everything that, you know, can go wrong or right in the world of online dating.
And that's a really interesting concept, which I'm sort of now trying to play out in my mind here. I know that you've had some great response while you've been here. What has your experience been, or at least what is the difference in your experience being as a producer this time as opposed to a performer?
I was actually never here as a performer. I was working in the festival context when I lived here. I worked for Festivals Edinburgh in their PR team, and I've worked publicity for other venues. I really liked my first year as a producer because I can finally get down to the nitty-gritty of, you know, talking to people about a show, getting audiences in, arranging ticketing deals, like really having that extra perspective to how the Fringe works from on a completely different level.
And that's an interesting level to kind of see, especially when you have the Me Too movement and the current sort of political climate and so on. Have you found any obstacles or hurdles that you've had to overcome?
I mean, it's the Fringe. There are over 5,000 shows. And therefore, you know, promoting your show is, you're just in this huge sea of great content. And you really have to make yourself stand out. The great thing about the show is that it's toured all over Australia and New Zealand. It's a, you know, it's a well rehearsed and seen work, and it actually is very easy to pitch as well because you know, the concept is so special. And you're right when you're talking about, you know, the Me Too movement at the moment, and actually a lot of the shows at the Fringe this year I've noticed have quite an aggressive feminist standpoint, and men come out sometimes looking a bit, you know, a bit in a bad light.
Worse for wear, perhaps. Exactly. Jaded, maybe.
Yeah, worse for wear. Whereas Onstage Dating gives the audience member, gives a man a chance to prove themselves, to redeem their reputation by just, you know, just participating, just not being a terrible person. And and going on this journey with her. And all of the volunteers we've had so far have been so generous with their participation, and
So I would say that many people will say that, you know, the PR, the marketing, the flyering and so on here at Edinburgh does have a very performative aspect sometimes, especially when you're amongst, you know, hundreds of people on the Royal Mile. How have you been able, do you think, or Bron, to kind of stand out and make your show seem unique?
Mm-hmm. Well, you really have to have your pitch down. And also, I think Bron flyers, I flyer, and then the Fringe is also all about word of mouth. So really getting those first few shows filled with other women as well, because it's a one woman show, and events like this one really show that women are there to support each other, to support one another, to go and see female work. So yeah, really just being out there, getting the word of mouth out. That's how we've been.
All right, and talking of getting the word out, tell us your 30-second elevator pitch. If we want to come see your show, why should we? Where is it? What time? And all that.
So Onstage Dating is a live dating experiment where Bron dates a different member of the audience every night on stage. It's on at 9:20 at Underbelly Cowgate every night of the Fringe, apart from Monday the 13th.
Awesome. So sounds like something to go see. And if you're, a guy and you want to go on a date, check it out. Why not? It should be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for talking to Fringe of Ear.